Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, July 6th, and the Democracy Campaign filed complaints today accusing Governor Scott Walker's campaign and 10 wealthy contributors of 24 violations of campaign finance law. Here to talk about the complaints is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. Mike, can you provide us with some details about the complaint against the governor?
Well, state law limits contributions that individuals can give to a candidate for governor to $10,000 per election. And we found 10 contributors who went over that $10,000 limit. They gave more than the law allows. And so we filed a complaint against Governor Walker for accepting those unlawful contributions. Also filed complaints against the contributors for making contributions in excess of what's permitted under the law.
Okay, and how much did those 10 individuals give? Was there a range of some sort? Was it a lot over $10,000?
Some of them were just over the $10,000 limit. One of them was, I think, $10,100. But some of them were pretty considerably over the $10,000 limit, as much as $5,000 over, a 50%. They were in excess of the limit by 50%. And so, you know, there was variation, but the bottom line is that all 10 were over the limit. They gave more than the law allows.
One donor appeared to be over the limit, but you didn't file a complaint against him?
Well, you know, according to Governor Walker's campaign finance report, there was one donor, John Schmidt, who was over the $10,000 limit. But we did additional digging in all these cases, and then in Schmidt's case, he gave the money through what's called a conduit, which is a special interest committee that funnels money to candidates for state office. And we looked at the conduit's report, and what we found is that the donations were not only made by Mr. Schmidt, but also some of the donations were made by his wife. Now, that wasn't reflected on Governor Walker's campaign finance report. His filing indicated that all of it came from John Schmidt. But when we found the information from the conduit report, we took that into account, and that's not a violation of the law anymore. So we didn't file a complaint there. But we did file complaints against not only the governor for accepting the donations, but the 10 contributors for giving them. Some of those donors violated the law in a couple of different ways. You can't give more than $10,000 per election to a candidate for governor. You also can't give more than $10,000 in a calendar year to all state and local campaigns combined. Some of the donors not only gave too much to Walker, but they gave to other campaigns as well and exceeded the calendar year limit as well. So in some cases, in a few cases, we actually filed multiple complaints, a couple of complaints against donors for violating two different parts of state law.
You filed these complaints with the Government Accountability Board, which oversees campaign finance, ethics, and lobby laws. Any idea what the board may do here with these complaints?
Well, the board has established enforcement policy that they had been following all along, that basically establishes fines for certain kinds of violations. My hope is that they will follow that policy and that they will issue fines. Some of these fines could be pretty substantial. It can run into the thousands of dollars for some of these violations. And we hope that the board will send a clear message that when there are violations of these kinds, when limits are exceeded, there are consequences, because those consequences, of course, is what will encourage people, candidates and donors alike, to follow the law in the future. So we look to the Government Accountability Board to do its job, enforce the law, and use the penalties that are available under state law to discourage this kind of activity in the future.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the complaints, please check out the July 6th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.